Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity today, understanding the prophecies of the end time, and knowing the truth of the Bible. The Bible and nothing but the Bible. No politics, no gimmicks, no merchandising, the Bible and the Bible alone teachings. And that becomes important because the Word of God is how we're going to be judged. The Word of God also tells us, how did the world get in the mess that it is in? And who is responsible? Why, if God is love, why is there so much evil in the world? That's a hard one to figure, isn't it? And how did men who have such great potential become so evil? Well, the answer lies in to who and what is Satan the devil? And how did Satan become evil? So we're going to review just a little bit from where we were on the last video cast. Now, let's understand something. The Bible says, 1 John 3:4, sin is the transgression of the law. But a more accurate translation is, sin is lawlessness. Now, lawlessness can come in many different versions. Lawlessness can even be where someone just politely disagrees with God. But it's still lawlessness. Lawlessness can come where there is no law at all and there's nothing but anarchy, and that's the worst kind as far as how it comes down on human beings. But there's another lawlessness that is even worse than that. And that lawlessness is this: adding to or taking away from what God has said. And how does that become lawlessness? Because you're not ascribing to God everything that you do that is good comes from Him. Now, Satan the devil was not originally Satan the devil. He wasn't created that way, but he was a created being. And in Ezekiel 28, the covering cherub. Now, a cherub was a special angel that was made to be right close to God, in fact, right over God, and God would be right beneath that. That is depicted by the Ark of the Covenant with the two cherubim. While there was a time when there were three cherubim, and one of them decided to sin, because just like with human beings, God gives angels choices. Just like we're not made as automatons, to where then we're just like robots. No, God has given us choice. God has given us minds. God has given us great abilities. But we have to choose whom we're going to serve. Now, this covering cherub, who is also known as Lucifer, and that's a Latin name for him, out of the morning star, he decided that he was going to be as good as God, to be like God. And that became his sin, and that's the sin that he has also brought to all human beings. So let's see what God says here, verse 14 of Ezekiel 28. You were the anointed cherub that covers, I set you so, and you were upon the holy mountain of God, right where the throne of God is. And you have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. That's also called a sea of glass. So he was right there with God. Notice verse 15. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. Now iniquity is sin. What was that sin? And how did he turn out as a result of that sin? Notice it continues here, verse 16, By the multitude of your merchandise they have filled your midst with violence, and you have sinned. Now all of the meaning of the multitude of your merchandise, in a spirit world, we don't quite understand, because that may not be exactly the same that it is with human beings and their merchandising. However, nevertheless, the merchandising that is done in the world and the way the world's banking system is, it's set up not on real truth and substance and wealth. It's set up on marginal lending. And they create money out of nothing and leaving a small reserve of maybe 1 or 2%. Now, if they've got a 10% reserve, man, you've got a real flush bank. But it's all based upon lending, all based upon debits. God's way is based upon real wealth, gold and silver and production and agriculture to produce real wealth. Just like today's banking system. That's not real money. You may have plastic, you may have paper, you may have bank accounts, but that can disappear. There's one man writing about the collapse of the dollar where he says, all that wealth flies to money heaven. It's gone because it's not true. Now, we don't know exactly what it was that Satan did, but we also saw that a third of the angels followed him in his rebellion. So what was it that he said and did in his sin to convince a third of the angels to follow him? Let's see. Filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Therefore, I will cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I will destroy you. That means destroy the works that he does. A spirit being made of spirit cannot be destroyed. So that means destroy him from the mountain of God, O covering cherub, from among the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, pride, vanity, comparison. Well, I have glory, and look at God has glory. Well, I'm almost as good as God. Now, if I could get to the throne of God and sit down in the throne of God and push God aside, I would be God. Now, that may be the way that he was reasoning. So he was corrupted. Your wisdom was corrupted by the reason of your brightness. That's what happened. Now, there was war in heaven, as we saw in Revelation 12, but let's come back here to Isaiah 14, because as we saw, the angels were on the earth. And being on the earth, in order to get to God's throne, they had to have an attack from the earth up into the area of where God's throne was. And so that's why there was war. But let's read it here concerning the one who became Satan, the devil. So then we know from this what he has done. Now, all the angels that followed him became known from that time forward as demons or unclean spirits. And then we will see the character of Satan the devil. And we will see his modus operandi. And we will see the main elements of why Satan deceives this world. Now, all of this happened before the creation of man. So you go back and look at our two video segments on how old is the earth, and you will see that this occurred well before the earth was created for man, which actually was created and Lucifer and the angels were here. Then this war took place. Verse 12. How you are fallen from the heavens, O shining star, son of the morning. What did Jesus say? Luke 10 and verse 18. When the disciples came back from a tour of healing the sick and raising the dead and casting out demons, they said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us through your name. And he said, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. And he said, don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you. Rather, rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. But what he described there was the fall of Satan, that he fell as lightning back to the earth because the angel's first habitation was on the earth. And that's why when we come to Genesis, the second verse, it said, the earth became void and without form, and water covered the earth. There was a first flood because of this rebellion and war of Satan, the devil, and the demons against God and his angels. Verse 13, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into the heavens. That was his sin. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. In this case, the stars of God are the other angels of God. I will be over all of the angels and over God. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Well, he lost that war. Cast back down to the earth. And most of the demons have been put in prison, as we saw last time. But now we're living in an age, because of sin, that they are being let out of the prison. And there are more and more demons that are coming. More and more occultism is coming over the whole earth because of the way that man is now. But you see, Satan appears as an angel of light. He also appeared as a serpent to Adam and Eve in the garden. Now, in the garden, it was a very interesting situation there with Adam and Eve and the Lord, and then the serpent came in, because Adam and Eve were formed by the very hands of God. He created them personally. And God put them in the Garden of Eden, and God told Adam to guard the Garden of Eden. You could eat of every tree in the Garden of Eden, with the exception of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, God would talk to them personally, which means that, since no man can look upon God in his glorified form and live, that God appeared to them much like he would appear in human form. And so, Adam and Eve knew God, talked with God, worshiped on the Sabbath, learned from him. God probably told them about as much about his plan that they needed to know. They were told, don't eat of that tree. But you see, when human beings begin and to look at the different choices that they have and think that they can gain a benefit by doing something differently than God has said, which really was their sin. And we will see their sin caused grave problems for all of humankind and set the whole world up to be given over to Satan the devil. But as Adam and Eve would look at God, they would say and look at themselves and say, well, you know, we're made in his image. We look like him. We talk to him. So, entrance the serpent. Now, here's the thing. Do you obey God or do you not? What is your choice? God said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So here comes a serpent, and we find the first thing he's done is lied. He says to Eve, is it true that God has said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And she answered and said, no. God said, we can eat freely of every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge and good and evil, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to her, you shall not surely die. For in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and you shall become like God. Now that's an interesting statement, isn't it? So here is Satan coming along telling them they will be like God. In what way? They certainly didn't become spirit beings. They certainly were not glorified like God, but they would become like God. So the serpent, as we'll find that he is called the ancient serpent back in the book of Revelation, he said, "You shall not surely die, but you shall become as God, deciding good and evil." Now that's what it really means. Many versions have it translated, "You shall know good and evil as God knows good and evil." Well, they couldn't know good and evil as God knows good and evil, but God told them what was right. God told them what was wrong. God told them what was good. God told them what was evil and told them not to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So Satan came along and said, "If you do this, you'll get a benefit. You will be like God, and you will be able to decide for yourself what is good and what is evil. Why should you have to follow God? I mean, you have a brain, don't you? You can think, can't you? Pick the fruit, try it. You're really going to like it. It's delicious." So there's Eve, all of these things going through her mind. I'm paraphrasing it and just expanding a little on the conversation that probably went on. And so her husband was with her, Adam, and he could have stopped her at any time. But he didn't. We don't know what was going on in Adam's mind either, because he knew God said, "Don't eat of this tree, because in eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in dying, you shall surely die." Didn't mean you'd instantly come and die that second, but ultimately, you would die. Now, I don't know what was going on in his mind, because here's the conversation between the serpent and Eve. Maybe he was sitting there thinking, "Well, let's see what happens when she picks the fruit." So she picked the fruit. Nothing happened. No lightning from heaven. No great voice thundering out of heaven, "You shall not eat of that tree." No. Nothing happened. And she looked at it and said, "Well, that looks really good. Probably smelt really good too. It's a desire to make one wise." Wise to what? To think you can decide what good and evil is. See, now that's God's job. So Adam, seeing she took it, she ate of it, nothing happened to her. So then she gave it to Adam and he ate. And then right at that point, their eyes, it says, were opened. Now that is to evil. And spiritually, their minds were closed to God's way. And this is exactly what has happened to all human beings ever since. Whenever you choose to decide for yourself what is good and evil, you're rejecting God, because that is God's prerogative. God sets before us choices, life and death, good and evil, but he tells us to choose life. So they ate of the fruit, brought the consequences upon themselves, all of mankind since then. They were removed from the Garden of Eden. They could not go back into the Garden of Eden. And they received a sinful nature that is passed on by inheritance to all their offspring, even to us. Now, God also showed right at the beginning that he would save mankind from that. But from that time forward, because Adam and Eve removed themselves from God's jurisdiction and rule over their lives and put themselves under the jurisdiction of Satan the devil to decide good and evil in their lives, Satan has ruled over all mankind. And only those that God would choose out of that have not lived that way. Now, what happened to him then? Let's come back here to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and let's understand something concerning Satan's position in the world today. Satan wants to be worshipped as God, and we're going to see he is called the God of this world. And we are going to see that, yes, he is deceiving the whole world constantly. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3. If our gospel is hidden, that is the truth of God, the righteousness of God, the salvation of God, that's all contained in the gospel. It is hidden to those who are perishing, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of those who do not believe. Satan the devil is called the God of this world. And he is the author of all the religions of the world. What do I mean by that statement? I mean this very thing. Let's come back here to Revelation 17. And let's see about Satan's religious system, which, by the way, is called a whore, which, by the way, is pictured as a woman, which, by the way, also has serpents and dragons. After giving the whole description of all the beauty and luxury of this woman, riding on the beast, and the beast is the government, so you have religion over government. That's basically what we have everywhere in the world, don't we? See, now there is one true church, the Church of God. Those who have the Spirit of God, those who love God, those who worship God, those who follow God, those who trust God in defining right and wrong and good and evil in our lives. Those who have repented of their sins received the Spirit of God. They compose the true Church of God. All other religions of this world, including the majority of Christianity, all of Catholicism, are not of God, but are of Satan the devil. And it is called right down here, verse 5, and across her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and of the abominations of the earth. This includes all the religions of the world. Name them. Protestantism. Oh, it's not of Satan the devil. Yes, it is. The spirit of lawlessness. Catholicism. They have totally rejected the truth of God. Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, Confucianism, Animism, spirit worship, witchcraft, Wiccans, wizards, all of Satan the devil. Varying degrees of evil mixed in with some good, which comes from what? Satan the devil and the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Satan is their God. Satan is their leader. Now, when it gets down to us, we have to choose. Whom are we going to follow? The true God or Satan the devil? What are we going to do? How are our lives going to be? See, this is what is set before us. Now, many people don't realize that. Now, we'll see this next time, but we'll just leave it with this. It says that Satan, the devil, that old serpent, that dragon, that ancient serpent, and look at all the religions of the world that have those as emblems for their religions. He is deceiving the whole world. And we're going to see that the whole world is worshiping him. They all think they're right. They all think they're good. But they are all deceived. That's why you need the Word of God. That's why you need the truth of the Bible. That's why you need to begin living by every word of God. That's why you need to come to repentance and, through Jesus Christ, establish a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to learn more about Satan the devil. See, because God has done one thing for us in the Bible. He has put in here the knowledge of how to combat Satan the devil, overcome Satan the devil, to identify the things that are of the world and Satan the devil, and to know the truth of God. No other book in the world can do this for you. No other religious book, no other so-called sacred scriptures, only in the Bible. So we've got a lot to learn. So we'll have a number of video casts on Satan. Who is he? What is he? How does he operate? And how do we overcome him? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying until next time, so long, everyone. Thank you.